with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House says the ball is in China's court on resolving tariffs and trade issues. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In recent weeks, China has responded to President Trump's higher tariffs by raising tariffs on U.S. goods. And as far as the White House is concerned,
the ball is in China's court. China needs to make a deal with us. We don't have to make a deal with them.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it all comes down to money and that China wants what we have, the American consumer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
FEMA has denied a request for disaster relief from Washington State.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson says the Federal Emergency Management Agency has denied a request for emergency relief funds to help repair an estimated $34 million in damage from a November bomb cyclone. The storm system battered the state with strong winds and rain that caused widespread damage and power outages, toppling trees that killed at least two people. The governor maintains the state met all the criteria to qualify and says the state will appeal. The denial comes as President Trump has questioned whether to completely disband FEMA. I'm Ben Thomas.
A federal judge declined Tuesday to hold the Trump administration in contempt for failing to return a man wrongly deported to El Salvador. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says she doesn't understand why so many people want to kill Mara Abrego Garcia in the U.S.
Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist. He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country. And so deporting him back to El Salvador was always going to be the end result.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 155 points, the NASDAQ dropped 8, the S&P lower by 9. This is SRN News. Another major corporation quits DEI.
Constellation Brands is the importer of several popular Mexican beers to the U.S., including Modelo and Corona. Company officials have announced they're dropping all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, America's largest LGBT pressure group. President Trump's election has prompted a wave of big corporations to quit what's become known as woke capitalism and turn their backs on the gay agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion in Idaho is not prohibited if pregnancy complications could cause a woman's death, even if that death is neither imminent nor assured. That's the ruling from a state judge, which modifies one of the strongest pro-life laws in the U.S. Four women represented by the Center for Reproductive Rights sued to get the courts to clarify and expand the exceptions to the ban. Idaho's pro-life statute currently makes performing an abortion a felony. This is SRN News. The National Republican Congressional Committee said Tuesday it raised $36.7 million in the first quarter of 2025, making it the strongest first quarter of an off-election year in its history. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett on Capitol Hill.
The first haul included $21.5 million in March alone, which the committee said marked its best off-year month and highest March total in its history. The group entered the second quarter with $23.9 million in the bank. The committee's March haul shows a massive improvement from January and February, when the NRCC only raised $5.9 million and $9.2 million, respectively. Last week, the group's chair, North Carolina's Richard Hudson, announced the NRCC raised $35.2 million ahead of its fundraising dinner with President Trump. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.